FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Carrie Lutz. We were talking about diamonds. Great investment over the past 10 years, outperformed gold, outperformed most stocks on the stock market, particularly if you were buying those pink diamonds and blue diamonds, the brilliant ones. They just had an unbelievable investment streak still going on to this day, but new developments are taking place in the diamond industry that you need to be aware of. And that's why we've got Lisa Bissell with us here. She's an expert, probably the world's leading expert on a new breed of diamond that I'm going to let you explain, Lisa, and want to thank you for coming on the show.
Carrie, thank you so much for having me. Lab-grown diamonds, you heard that right. Diamonds that are grown above the ground instead of being mined from the ground. They are physically, chemically, and optically identical to mined diamonds.
That is remarkable. I mean, that's kind of like turning lead into gold, turning sand into diamonds, I guess, or carbon into diamonds. I know that there's been many different companies, entities trying to do this for a long time, industrial grade diamonds, things like that. But these are now to the point where you could have one in your engagement ring and not know the difference.
This is a scientific breakthrough after 70 years of research and development, which started with GE back in 1954. Gem quality diamonds, actually type 2A quality, which is the rarest and the purest, has been achieved. Only 2% of earth mine diamonds are type 2A. They're 99.9% devoid of nitrogen, which makes them superior quality, exceptionally brilliant. And up until now, only Elizabeth Taylor in her Krupp ring and Queen Elizabeth could afford a type 2A, but this is the first time that it's commercially viable for consumers to be able to afford such a beautiful diamond. Oh, did I mention that they're 30 to 40% less money than earth mine diamonds?
That is amazing too. They're 30 to 40% less, but is this going to destroy the rarity of diamonds and destroy the diamond market?
Well, due to the depletion of natural resources, it's happening already. You know, we're not destroying the market. This is a new choice in diamonds, but rough diamond prices are skyrocketing, especially in 2018. It's predicted that many natural mines will be depleted, and there are no new deposits that have been discovered. And even if something were to be found, the return on investment is not worth mining the actual mine. But there's really the earth has been so depleted from mining, and you have increased demand from global entities and decreased supply. So there's a gap, and prices will increase. So lab-grown diamonds will naturally fill that gap because consumers are going to continue to become engaged and they love diamonds, so they're going to look for a new choice.
That's right. It's a girl's best friend, right?
That's right. And so, this is a sustainable supply. You know, growing diamonds versus putting a shovel in the ground is something that will be able to continue going forward. And actually, grown diamonds have other applications, as you know, in other industries, optical field, medical field, semiconductors. It's really a
oil
very
drilling.
High quality diamond.
Right. Oil drilling, too. Right. We use them in, you know, for various industrial uses.
Well, those are really involved. The industrial quality. The type 2A quality is of medical quality. It's very, very high thermal conductivity. So industries that have not had this type of diamond available before are finding usage for it. We just love it because it sparkles and we can use it in rings and earrings.
That is, that's amazing. I knew this research was going on, but I figured it was going to be like trying to turn lead into gold. People have tried to do that since Merlin the Magician, and have met with zero success. And so when you start in the lab growing these diamonds, what's the process like?
Well, the pure grown process starts with a seed, which is a small piece of carbon. It's placed in a low pressure microwave chamber. Hydrogen and methane gases are added. A plasma ball ignites. Carbon molecules rain down on the seed. Crystallization begins. And 10 to 12 weeks later, you have a diamond that's ready for cutting and polishing. It's like growing a rose from the ground, a rose from a greenhouse. It's still a rose.
By any name. And I had no idea this was even on the horizon. So how long have you been doing this for, Lisa?
Pure Grown Diamonds has been in existence for about 16 months. And I've been in the diamond industry my whole life. I was in the mine portion. Now I've transitioned over to lab grown because it's so amazing to people in the industry as well to offer a superior product and to offer a socially responsible product and something new in a very mature industry. Imagine having a lab-grown diamond that's identical, even under a microscope, so that a jeweler couldn't tell the difference. And we certify every diamond with a third-party laboratory, IGI and GCAL, and present a certificate so everyone knows exactly what they're buying. And it's really a wonderful opportunity to show consumers that there's a new choice, and this is the future of diamonds. They can imagine buying a luxury product that is an exceptional value. It's a treat to be able to bring that to the public.
Yeah, I really think that it's going to be well received. I know my daughter just got engaged, and her fiance or husband to be got her quite a rock that set him back quite a bit. And I didn't ask whether the specifics on the diamond, but it looked pretty good color, pretty clear, nice cut, and hey, he could have saved himself a pretty penny, and she would have never known the difference, right?
Never have known the difference. All the same properties. You know, millennials love lab-grown diamonds once they're educated about all of the properties, because they love and embrace innovation and technology, and they know that if they can trust a brand that's sustainable and socially responsible, because lab-grown diamonds are eco-friendly and they're conflict-free, yes, due to their point of origin, we guarantee that we grow it in our facility in Singapore, 2A Technologies, which is our sister company. Millennials love that. They love a brand that they can trust, that's transparent, and that's what's important to them. So it's a new option. It's here to stay. It's a lovely choice in diamonds.
Mm-hmm. So, and where are you located now in the U.S., the company?
Well, we actually have retailers in 40 states, mm-hmm, about 250 stores thus far. And if you visit our website, puregrowndiamonds.com, then we have all of our retailers listed there, or you could shop online.
All right. And you've got a Facebook page also, I see.
Absolutely. Come and visit.
Yeah. Hey, come and visit, take a look. And oh, one other thing, colors. What colors are these diamonds available in?
In colorless, our color and clarity ranges are identical to mine diamonds. We also offer beautiful shades of fancy yellow and something very, very special, fancy pink. You know, mm-hmm, up until now, you would probably find a pink diamond at Sotheby's or Christie's for a lot of money. Yeah. But you can save about, on pink diamonds alone, you can save, I would say, 75%.
Wow. That,
if not even higher.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do to the market, because right now I assume your technology is proprietary, but others, when they see your success, are going to try to imitate, aren't they?
Well, the barrier to entry is the price. It's prohibitively expensive. you know, the machinery is part of the equation. So you have to have football fields filled with machinery. Mm. And at the same time, you need a physicist who's been studying the process for 25 years. So, you know, of course, competition will be there. But we have very sound technology and produce beautiful diamonds. So we welcome the competition. Hey, and, you know, yeah. I don't know if you know, Carrie, but Pure Grown Diamonds won the Eco Excellence Award this year for being most socially responsible. And it's the only diamond company that's ever won that before, because mining really isn't socially responsible. So it's a breath of fresh air to be part of the eco environment and have that opportunity.
Yeah, we have like major issues with mining, although, you know, the way mining's evolved now, become more socially responsible for sure. But there are still issues and, you know, where they come from and all that. When the diamonds, after it's grown, what type of fabrication does it require? Is it grown to order, to size, or do you have to cut it and polish it and fabricate it?
So just like a mined diamond, you have your rough after the diamond is grown. And from there, cut and polished exactly the same as a mined diamond, and then arrives here in the States, and we set them in jewelry and send them out to our retailers.
Mm-hmm. So basically, I guess
it's a diamond.
Yeah, you said it before. Other than its origins, it's identical to the naturally occurring product, which is becoming ever more scarce. I know that the mine for yellow diamonds, I think, and blue diamonds basically is getting to the point where it's not economically viable anymore, and those are going to shut down. So you're not going to have a lot of choices in a short period of time, are you?
Well, you're going to have the right choice. A lab-grown diamond that is eco-friendly and conflict-free. Yeah. So everyone gets the bells and whistles. A beautiful diamond at an amazing value.
That's great. Well, again, just tell us your website again, please, Lisa.
PureGrownDiamonds.com.
All right. And we know you have a Facebook page. I saw it with my own eyes. And you have a Twitter feed kicking around.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, come visit us, give us your thoughts, and let us know what your dreams are, and we'll build you a dream ring.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for being on. And as always, we will have a link to Lisa's site in the show notes to this interview on Financial Survival Network. Make sure you check out the site. We've got news coming in from all over the world, stories like this that probably not aware of. I know I wasn't. And Lisa, we'll be looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Carrie, for having me.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.